This is Apostle Byron Burke, and this is part of the audio series of the Epistles of Byron E. Burke. And just looking back at Apostle Paul, when he was writing the New Testament of the Bible, he wrote down, it was like a journal, so to speak. He wrote down the accounts of what he went through today in regards to ministering to people throughout Rome and Greece, and traveled on ships and sailboats, and you know, he didn't have the luxuries of what we have today, but you know, what we have from the Bible, just as an analogy, you know, that's like a journal. So as I'm being called to be as an apostle, this is just part of my epistle of what I'm going through as it relates to the scriptures. So I'm just looking at where I'm at in my life, how I got here, why am I still here in spite of all the things that I've gone through. And it's quite interesting that although I'm not where I hope to be at, but I'm also at a place where I thought I would never be at. And at the same time, a lot of my plans didn't turn out the way that I expected. But what would my life be like if my plans did turn out the way that I did expect it, that I did expect? So I'm sitting here looking at some of the things that I've gone through in regards to my encounter that I had with God on October 30th, 2001 in New York. And part of that encounter, if you can just imagine every moment in your life from where you're at today, listening to this, going back as far as you can remember to your childhood, where you were happy. And if you could just take all those moments and just ball up into one moment of just pure bliss, no worry, not worrying about your bills, your health, anything. I mean, you're just not worried about a thing, as Stevie Wonder said. Don't you worry about a thing. You're just not worried about a thing. And and you just filled with just great joy. And out of that too, you experience yourself as being extremely wealthy. Like you can do anything in this world you want to do. All balled up in that one moment. That was part of what I experienced on that day. But in that, at the same time, I was actually, for many of you who don't know, when I was in New York, which was one of the roughest periods of my life, I didn't know where my next meal was going to come from, and I was living in an office on 45th Street, sleeping on the floor, and it's like none of that mattered, what I was going through. And and also to see like a vision of what my life would become was just like so amazing. And now I'm kind of experiencing that right now. And like the Bible says in the book of Habakkuk, let's go there right now. If you have your Bible, go to the book of Habakkuk. at chapter 2, and we're going to look at, you know, we're going to look at Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 2, and I'm reading from the King James Version, and it says, "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth. Verse 3, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie, though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry." Now, although that particular, or this particular text is talking about a totally different story, but in this part here, when God says write a vision, God always deals with vision and with sound. You know, God said, let there be light, and there was light. He spoke a word. And then also that word had, light has a visual communication attached to it. So you can envision light. So in this whole thing where God said write a vision and make it plain, God will give you a vision from within. You know, the Bible says that the kingdom of God is within you. So if you're hearing from God, and God is the creator of the universe and all things that exist, then you will, I guess, hear things or see things that will kind of like align with what the word of God is saying, that will begin to produce an outward manifestation of what you've been hearing. So just looking at BB Media Global Group, that was inspired back in 2000, and I would say 2002, you know, a few years after I attended Stanford University in California. And it was the whole thing with BB Media Global Group was to be a company that, you know, going beyond dealing with media in regards to marketing, but just looking at companies, you know, they had a foundation. You know, if you're in Chicago, you know about CTA, you know, or if you're in New York and you know about Metra, or if you're in London and you know about the London Rail or the Underground, you understand that for those particular, you know, public transportation, those systems to exist, someone had to come with an idea on how to create that. You know, it didn't just appear. You know, it was a process. So, you know, what's the process of, you know, creating a major public transportation avenue that will be a blessing to millions of people that have to take public transportation every day? You know, what was the starting process? You know, the roads, you know, the buses or the trains and the rails, they didn't exist. You know, somehow they had to be developed. So with BBM the Global Group, you know, we look at startups. You know, how do you go from idea to becoming a global company? And that's what Stanford taught. And it takes you back to the principles, looking at how, you know, Fortune 500 companies exist. You know, how did they get there? Everything started somewhere. So looking at the scripture of the word of God, you know, you may look at, you know, your popular companies now, when you're dealing with technology in regards to the internet. You know, you get Amazon, you get Google, you get Facebook. And then you also have your other brands, from ABC, NBC. You know, they all started somewhere. So, but with that, those brands that you are familiar with, those are people. You know, someone or a group of someones in the same space of harmony decide to create this particular venture. So with understanding that you're dealing with people, there's a foundation. The word of God will can bring those things up out of you. So with BB Media Global Group, it's not about a startup company. It's about you, the seed, the person. Because once you become trained in the things you need to do to not only take care of your own personal needs and your family, but also where you'll be a blessing to nations globally. So that's what the foundation of BB Media Global Group is about. But going back to Habakkuk chapter 2 and verses 2 and 3, where it talks about right the vision, these things have been inspired from having a vision and writing it out. So you see that website. And then you have 905 FM, which was actually the company I was introduced to, the CEO of the station, Dr. B, through his brother Jay Smoove, the mother friend Tommy Williams, and not Tommy, sorry, not Tommy Williams, Tommy Cruz. What's up, Tommy Williams from Chicago? But anyway, we got together, and I know they didn't have a website, so I wound up developing a website and a logo and everything, and going through the Word of God, and out of that, you know, we became partners, and now 905 FM is partners with BB Media Global Group as one of our development ventures, and now you see that the station is going to be on Ford system very soon. And again, it's all going back to the Word of God. And again, it's about writing the vision. As you will see below on the website for this particular teaching, where you see the picture of 905 FM as well as the House Music Channel, which is another one of the startup ventures that came out of BB Media Global Group, where you see we were writing the vision of according to the scripture. And that was put together back in 2008. So, and now that's manifested. So, again, it's a principle in writing a vision. So today, I'm looking at other avenues of putting together my epistles and doing my sermons and looking at how the Word of God will bring things to pass when you go back to, let's go to Joshua, the book of Joshua. The book of Joshua, chapter 1, and verse 8 from the King James Version says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." So in that, doing this on a daily basis, looking at the things you're facing, like how are you going to accomplish that? How can that be achieved? How can it be done? But you have to go back to the things that God put in your heart and write them out. Again, you can sit here and listen to the spirit of confusion and wonder if it works. But if you can see the pure example of what I just explained to you in real life. So like I said, Christianity is not you coming to church on Sunday. If you think that Christianity is just a Sunday thing, then you totally missed the mark. Perfect example. Let me ask you this. If you can envision, and not being sexual or anything like that, if you can envision whether it's a male or female with a what they call a six-pack stomach, you know, flat abs, really tight, okay? So now you can envision that. So now, let me ask you this. Let's say that our stomachs And I can talk about myself. Yeah, my stomach is not a six-pack. It's all one pack right about now, and I need to deal with this real quick. Anyway, so let's say if you want to have a six-pack stomach, all right, and you have a membership for a health club, how long would it take you to get a six-pack stomach if you went to the gym one day a week, as opposed to going to the gym three times a week or four times a week? You see what I'm saying? So if you only go to the gym one day a week and you expect to get a six-pack stomach, it's going to take you a long time to get the results. So if you see here, Joshua 1 and 8 says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth," meaning you should not stop. You shouldn't stop talking about this. This should be a continuous thing. "It should not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night." Day and night. Day and night. Okay. "That thou may observe to do according to all that is written," meaning over a period of time, day and night. It's not going to happen overnight, but if you consistently do it, then as it says, "For then is written, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." So looking at Be Music Global Group, again, this is not something that just came out of nowhere. This was going back to 2002. Even dealing with the ministry and everything. So these are things that have been in development over a period of time. And as it comes forth out of my spirit, then it comes out according to the instructions, which takes you back to, let's go to, are you with me so far? Luke 12 and 12. Okay, and from the King James Version, Luke 12 and 12 says, "For the Holy Spirit shall teach you in the same hour what ye ought to say." Meaning, if you can hear the Holy Spirit, if you meditate day and night in the Word of God, then as you're reading the scriptures, the Holy Spirit will begin to lead you to certain scriptures to bring some things to light to you, as in peeling back the skin of an onion as you begin to get revelation, you know. And in that, you begin to see certain things that begin to come to life when you look at the scriptures, you know, especially when we were talking about before about understanding the heart of God. And when you understand the heart of God, then things that you do will not only be satisfying to you, but you'll be satisfying the Father. And then also, too, you begin to see yourself through his eyes, right where you're at, and you begin to recognize the dominion that God has given you and the authority and responsibility that you have right where you're at right now to be not only a blessing to you, but to all those around you. Amen.